Something happened to me.
What happened to you?
You know, I made a lot of mistakes in my 20s, as people do.
Okay, yeah, of course, you're supposed to.
How much teeth work do you think I've had done in the last 15 years of my life?
Past 15? Probably a lot.
How much money-wise? Money-wise?
More than what you spent when you got your initial work done. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, including that. Like, overall, including. How much do you think I've spent in the last 15 years on the mistake I made in my mouth?
Oof. 10K.
So, I've only had these things, these veneers in my mouth for like 6 years now, I think.
It's been 6 years?
I think so, five or 6 years.
Yeah, yeah.
And in that time span, I've spent over $60,000.
God!
Yeah.
How much was it to do it in the beginning?
So, I went to Columbia. Big scam. Huge scam. Don't freaking go. They're like, it's cheaper. They only charge you more because it's America. You go there and they don't, like... I feel bad because I went there. At least I had money. Like, I could get it fixed.
Yeah.
I went there and there were some guys that had, like, super messed up teeth. And I was like, okay, it makes sense for them to do this. It's cheaper. Yeah. They go here. But just because I did that and Fousey asked me to go.
Yeah.
Because of that, I've spent, like, $60,000 on just fixing what they did to me. And that guy that went there, he saved up for... It's $2,000 over there to go to Columbia. He saved up for that. And he's just stuck for the rest of his life because of the scam going on there. They don't care. They're like, they're going to come here. We're going to take their money.
Why is it a scam, first of all?
Because they don't know what they're doing. You just go there. They don't take a mold of your teeth. They just put teeth in and they're like, they just like shave it all down and just shove teeth in. Oh,
they just kind of pick like Legos. They're like, this one fits.
It's just like generic. Everybody has the same smile. And then you come home and I've had my gums have been inflamed for years. They lasered off too much of my gums.
Oh my
I had
gosh.
To get veneers and get them redone. And then I didn't have my original teeth to get the mold done so that it looked like regular veneers, so I had to get generic veneers from here. That's why they look like too perfect.
Yeah.
And then I was boxing and then my tooth started hurting after like 5 years of having these veneers. I was like, my front tooth, and then it started like being weird. So I went to the doctor and they said, you cracked it from boxing. And they said my root of my tooth cracked horizontally across, and they said that's a clean break from a punch. So I had to go in. They took all the veneers off these three teeth.
So your teeth is dead.
So they took the veneers off of these three teeth. Then they took the root out of this one, and they literally numbed me up, and she got pliers, and she just like wiggled it until the whole root came out. She showed it to me. She said, "Do you want to keep it?" I was like, "No, I do not want that."
The roots are freaking long, right?
It was like a freaking cartoon. Oh. It was like a freaking cartoon. It was just covered in blood. There was the veneer on top. It was just like super white. And then the whole root was like this long.
Dude, it's like an iceberg.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, whoa, it goes that far kind of thing? I know.
Yeah. It's
in there.
Oh, my
God.
So then they took it out and she stuffed it. She stuffed it. She put so much stuff in there.
Like Build-A-Bear, like stuffing?
I don't know, but she put like, I think it's like some kind of seaweed or something it's fine for your body.
Yeah.
So she just stuffed it in, because if she didn't, when I come back to get the implant, the hole closes up like a wisdom tooth. Like it'll close up.
Oh, no way.
So she had to stuff it, because I guess like you get super swollen or like all this stuff happens. So I can't do it until I can't get the implant until after my wedding pictures in Thailand.
Oh my God.
So they took these three veneers off. They took the hole out. And they made it a bridge. So these three are just one tooth. Yeah, this is one tooth. These three.
Which one?
These three. So the this one right here.
Uh-huh.
And then this one.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I think it's these three.
So
the two front ones and this one.
Can you take it out?
No, I can't.
Oh,
but
it's there.
If you look closely, you can see under there, you can see the stitches, and there's no tooth. But these two have a tooth under it.
What the
fuck? You see?
Yeah. Oh, that's no teeth.
Look. Can you see under there?
Yeah, hold on. Let me count. I know Monette taught me what teeth, since she's a dentist. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 5, 6, 7 are bridged together.
Yeah. Until I can get the implant, and then they're going to put the implant and then put three teeth back.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
All because of
Fousey.
You ever look at Fousey and like, frick Fousey?
Yeah.
Really?
No, I mean, I'm not mad at him, but I'm like, that's... He knew I was an impulsive guy, a spontaneous guy. And he's like, "You want to go?" I was like, "Yeah."
Does he have the same problem?
Nope. So he got veneers here. Then he wanted to get them redone, but he didn't want to pay how expensive his ears again, so he went there. But since he already had veneers, they didn't have to shave anything down or like laser his gums
because
it just fit. So they just took those off and they put new ones on. Mine, they had to shave it down and they didn't, I don't know. It was just a scam. Don't go there.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so now I got to deal with it. And I'm just like, it sucks.
What does it take to get it completely, like, you don't have to, like,
I know.
Get work done?
That's what I want to get to.
What does it
take? I guess not boxing anymore.
Really?
I don't know. Because I asked the dentist, I was like, should I stop boxing? And he's like, yo, like, I would unless you're getting paid. Because if you're getting paid, I can fix whatever happens. But other than that, it's just not worth it. And I was like, yeah. Yep. Even my new streamer friend was like, you think you're going to box again? I was like, I gotta get paid if I'm going to do it. Because first of all, my back hurts. I'm getting older.
Yeah.
I'm trying to save up for a wedding and for a freaking thing. Yeah. But then, how much do you think it was to get this bridge and the implant and fix everything and pull that tooth?
$10,000.
I don't have insurance.
Oh, my God.
For teeth. I thought I did, but I don't.
Do you have it now?
Nope.
You should get it now.
I don't know if are you allowed to do that? It's like if you go to the doctor.
I mean, you can't
out,
pay for that, but yeah, you can for the pay future. For the future stuff.
Yeah, but I'm about to finish it all, so then.
How do you know that?
Yeah, you're right.
You said that like 6 years ago.
I should probably. I'm gonna call him today and be like, yo, so okay, what are we gonna cool. do? But it was it just sucks. Yeah.
Ah, man.
I'm messed up.
Impulsive.
My life. I was too crazy in my 20s. I was just like. I help you. I'm going to help you. I was like, I just had so much money and my friends and like had no money. So I was like, oh, it's my responsibility to take care of everybody.
Says who?
Yeah. So then who? I was letting friends live with me for years and paying like half of what they were supposed to be paying me. And I was like, and then I had the assistant that stole just like an insane amount of money from me. I had my financial team. So it's just like a lot of mistakes were made.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think we got to the point where, like, all these are cut out of my life now. Now there's no more leeches.
Uh-huh.
Now, like, I'm like, oh, I gotta focus on my family, like me and my future family and
yeah,
my
of
wedding.
Course,
so,
bro.
Like, so that's what, like, you don't see that when you're in your 20s. You're thinking, oh, I just gotta make as much money as possible.
Mm-hmm.
You're not thinking, oh, I gotta save up for my kids' college fund at 22 years old. You're not thinking that.
Yeah, that's true.
So, but good thing I put a lot away.
That's true.
I mean, we both put a lot away.
Yeah. Remember last podcast, we were like, if we have to give advice to the 20s people,
yeah,
burn out.
Yep.
As much as you can.
And save.
I changed that. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And save.
Mm-hmm.
Think about your future. But burn out. Do your thing.
Mm-hmm.
Be mentally ill, whatever you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, think about your future.
Yeah.
You're going to want a family. You're going to want to move on with your life. You don't want to be doing the same things in your 20s as you do in your 30s or 40s.
Yeah.
You probably will, but not to the extent of your 20s.
Yeah.
So think about your future. But in the meantime, burn out. Be mentally unstable. But at the same time, save. That's
save.
Tips from
everything.
Tips
because
here,
like,
from
Tim, it's from hard month. To save when you're like 25 years old.
Yo.
And you're making over 6 figures a month. You're thinking like, oh, whatever, I could buy that $10,000 Cartier bracelet.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Whatever, I can lease this Lamborghini or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
It's like $10,000, but I made $100,000 in this month. But then you have to pay your team gets a cut. Then taxes, then the house property, the mortgage, and this, and rent, and lease. And so you think it's a lot. And especially as a kid, you think, wow, this is more money. I can't even spend this in my lifetime.
Yeah, you can do it. You can do it. We're not saying not to.
You can do it, but it's temporary happiness. Life is a long. I was just talking to Fuzzy, and he was like, man, life is so long. I was like, I know. Mm. You don't realize how long it is until you get in your 30s.
Yep.
And you're like, dang, I still have to do this again? Like, I got to do this again and more.
I think the cool thing about the younger generation is they're more woke. So they do understand. Because remember, we were talking to Sean during the podcast. He's like young 20s, but he's thinking like ahead.
Yeah.
Like thinking more like mature and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, does all Gen Zers think like that?
Yeah, Nick, he's also like always thinking ahead. He has multiple properties. He rents out properties in different states.
Yo.
Because he's thinking ahead. That didn't even cross my mind to buy much. Now, like, I saw another post that FaZe Rug, every time he gets like a big check, he buys another house.
Cool.
And he just rents it out. And he has a company that runs all these houses, but he has a bunch of properties. And he's like, okay, he has enough money for himself. So if he gets a check, he's like, okay, I'm buy a house, rent it out, buy another house, rent it out.
That's what I'm doing right now. That's what I'm starting.
I saw a thing that says once you have enough money, you rent a house, you live there for 2 years. I mean, you buy a house, you live there for 2 years, rent it out, move to another house, live there for 2 years.
Why
rent
live
it
there? Out.
Just so like, so you can like get it ready. I don't know.
Well, okay.
I don't know.
Just prime it.
They just said, you just keep going. I don't know. But that's what they said. I don't know what. Yeah. I never thought about that. I don't know. I wonder why you got to live there for 2 years.
I don't know. Bless it.
I don't know. Probably, just like build it up so that you can make the most.
Buy a house, make a baby there, move to another house, make a baby. He's like, oh, yeah, so when you grow up, you're like, hey, you were born there.
There you go. And then that's also like if you rent it out, and something like you go bankrupt for some reason, or not bankrupt, but if you like don't want to pay however much you're paying here, then you can just move into that house. Just let them know like a few months ahead of time, be like, hey, you have to move out because you're the landlord.
Yep.
And then you can move in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All you need is a property manager. You don't have to worry about tenants. Yeah. Really though. Bang, that's big boy stuff. If you're in 20s, think about that. Because we're not even thinking about that yet.
Yeah.
Okay, now we got to do that. Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good. Good. Dang.
What do you think the next, work-wise, what do you think the next, 5 years of your life's going to be like? Or the rest of your 30s?
It looks like renting property.
You don't think you're going to be, doing, entertainment? Or, social media for, in, 5 years?
Where no, I said in the last podcast, I kind of want to, figure out shorts and vertical. Mm-hmm. I just want to figure it out.
So you think that's what you'll be doing in, 5 years?
Not 5 years. The next 2 years, yeah.
Okay.
And then from there, wherever just that branches out, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I might do what Faze Rugg's doing. If he gets a big check, I'm just freaking out.
Yeah, but he's still working a lot. He's still going crazy on YouTube.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I have to work a lot to get those big checks kind of thing and keep it stable. All right. Dang. All right. I see. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
YouTube, that'd be cool if I can just game, because it's it's so simple. I don't see myself doing what I used to do because it's so tiring.
I feel like I don't know why when we were making millions, why was nobody in our life hey, you should work on passive income, you should figure out how to get paid without doing anything, get properties and stuff. Imagine if when we first moved here, we bought a house,
mm-hmm.
and then we just split that house, and what if we still had that house? So if we bought a house for $500 million, or $500,000 back then, how much would that house would be $3 million right now?
Dang, bro.
That's 11 years ago? 12 years ago?
Yeah.
That would have been crazy.
What do you call those strips? A strip mall. That's one of the really good investment properties.
Yeah.
And parking lots.
And laundromats.
Laundromats.
And roller rinks, bowling, things you don't have to get new stuff for. They just reuse it. Roller skates.
Dang, bro, that sounds so fun.
Yeah, we could have had freaking three laundromats right now. Just wasabi, guava, and a spicy fruit laundromat.
Oh my god, dang.
Dang.
I mean, it's not too late. That's the thing.
Yeah.
It's going to be a little harder because we don't make that much.
Yeah.
But.
What do you think the odds are that we'll ever make as much as we did in our 20s?
The odds?
Yeah. I feel like just us making that much ever in our lives was a long shot.
But to do it again?
Yeah.
10%.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like that was a once in a lifetime section of our lives.
Yes. I don't know. Life's long.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at Morgan Freeman, he didn't become a A-list actor until he was 65. Yeah, you never know. There's a post I found. And then, Obama didn't become president until he was 45. I think Trump didn't become president until he was 71.
Yeah.
So let me see if I can find that post because it was super interesting.
And people don't die sometimes till they're 100. So it takes that long, right?
That's crazy.
To accomplish death.
You want to be 100?
Yeah.
That'd be lit. It depends on my state of being.
I have my great grandma. She's 96. So.
How's she doing?
She's great.
Really?
Yeah, I just asked my parents.
She still drives and stuff?
No, she does a lot of work around the house, cleaning, cooking, laundry, all manual labor, a lot of squatting to pick up the brooms and stuff.
She's still sharp?
Huh?
Still sharp?
She's a shark, yep.
No, sharp.
Rawr. Huh?
She's still sharp, she's not, you say her name, she's yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I actually don't know.
Yeah, I think I would, it depends on my sharpness. Where I would be.
You wanted to be 4K. Sharp.
Yeah. I got it because I just don't want to be a burden. I don't know why that's a weird thing But I just don't want to be a burden in my life to anybody.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm ever, God forbid, something happened to me, and I'm just like, just pull the plug, guys. Uh-huh. Like, I don't want to be a burden. I don't want, like, to, like, cause grief. I'm like, you just got to let me go.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's pretty tough.
I mean,
Even though that's your wish, is like, would your loved ones do that? That's another conversation to have, honestly. But at the same time, I feel like we can make the same amount. I don't know how. Like you said, life is long.
Yeah.
Luck comes here and there. You just got to find it.
Yeah, you just fall into it. And something happens.
Not fall into it.
Like YouTube wasn't even a thing. We just kind of fell into it. And we're like, it became a thing. And we just liked doing it. And we're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Now we're YouTubers.
Maybe this whole property thing is nice. TikTok shop is popping too. Maybe we could be still things at TikTok shop.
Dang, I'm not going to find it. Whatever.
It's okay, dude.
But yeah, there's a lot of things you just fall into. I mean, like,
that'll be fine.
There's a whole list of things. It's like, oh, this didn't happen for this person until they were like this, and this didn't happen until they're like 70, 50.
Yeah. I think we're just knocking on the wrong door because it's comfortable.
If you could just choose right now, what would you want?
What would I want?
If something like that happened again, what field would you want it to be in?
Oh, that's a great question.
Like,
I want to be rich without being famous.
That'd be awesome.
I want to be. That's what.
That'd be awesome. Yeah. No, I'd like, once you get older, you just don't care about fame. It's like,
you know, it's
everybody's
stupid.
Like, I want to be relevant. I want this. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, who cares?
Yeah.
I like the amount of pictures I take. Like, I go to the store, probably every day I take at least one picture with somebody.
Uh-huh.
Just a stranger.
Yeah.
But imagine if you're like Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
And you can't go anywhere for the rest of your life. Every single day, you cannot leave your house without taking a picture.
You really can't.
That's like, it's a blessing. Like, oh, cool. Like, if you have to do that, it's cool. But like, and you think that that's what you want. As a 20-year-old, you're like, I want to be so popular. I want every YouTuber to know my name.
That's just validation. You know, when you're like a teenager, that's what you want. You want to fulfill it.
That's what you want. But you're not, it's like, it's hard to know how long life is in your early 20s. You don't understand.
Yeah.
Like, I thought I understood. I was like, oh, yeah, that's fine. Whatever. I'm going to make money like this forever.
Yeah. You're young.
Yeah.
Also, you think you're invincible too.
Yeah. You
learned that you're not.
Yep. Like, I wish we did not jump off that Enotrace Clubhouse deck. Like a million times.
Why?
Because my back. I feel like that definitely didn't help.
But you were teenagers. You regenerated, bro.
I regenerated, but like it probably just wasn't good for me in the long run. Like,
yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah,
like Scrub Daddy.
Easy.
Like,
or
what?
Voice acting would be dope.
That's too much work. That's too much work. Yeah.
Well, you didn't like it?
I mean, it's fun. It's still work.
But like, I know that I barely know any. I don't know Goku's name, like his voice actor's name.
That's true.
But everybody knows him, and everybody knows that voice.
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather do that than like be in front of the camera. I'd rather use my voice. But I'm saying I'd rather just like not work and let things work for me, like Scrub Daddy, for example. Or I guess I just want to invent something.
Well, running a company is tough. That's a lot of work.
But you don't have to.
Eventually, once you get to a certain point.
But you can sell it.
Ooh, that would be cool.
That's what it is. That's what I'm saying.
But I think voice acting, if I could have something pop off, like I have no training in voice acting. I have never taken a voice acting lesson. Mm-hmm. I've done voice acting things like two or three of them, which is awesome. But I would love to like a freaking Rocket in Guardians of the Galaxy, Bradley Cooper.
Oh, yeah.
That would be awesome.
He's set.
He gets
or like Arden Cho from K-pop Demon Hunters.
Yeah.
She's pretty set for a minute.
Oh yeah, and then Vin Diesel as Groot.
Mm-hmm.
He's been paid millions for saying I am Groot, I am Groot, I am
Oh
Groot.
No way.
And then also he learns it in other language, so he gets paid again for voicing it in the other languages.
That's crazy.
And he just says I am Groot. Yo soy Groot.
I am Groot.
I am Groot.
Of course, Groot.
Yeah. How do you say it in Japanese, you know? Or I am?
I am. I don't know. I don't want to say it.
What about Philippines?
Ako si Groot.
Yeah.
Groot.
So he just says it in all these languages, gets paid again.
Sumimasen.
That's crazy. I would it's like acting, but like not on camera.
That's true.
Voicing and like, and I just like, I've always liked putting like emotion in my voice and like, if I know I'm going to cry, I try to, like, do it artistically instead of just, like, I was like, okay, I'm gonna like let a little out here.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try to fight it here. Sometimes I mess up and I just like, I just pour and I'm like, dang it! I didn't want to cry all of it.
You
want to
do acting stuff right now? Let's do voice acting stuff. It's a quick segment, nothing crazy.
We did the.
We did something like that.
We did the one where it's like, okay, you read. Do you think you could be a protagonist?
Yeah.
You want me to look it up?
Yeah, look it up. Look it up. But it's fun. I think, you know, just how we found YouTube. There's always going to be something. There's always going to be a gap in the market somewhere that people need. And it's our job to fulfill that.
Yeah.
You know?
Here you go. You go first.
Is there like a dual one? Like I say something, you say something? Like.
Yeah.
Okay, here. I'd asked Google.
Got one?
Yeah, it's kind of good.
Oh, okay. Oh, should I put anime background music on?
Okay.
What's the context?
The context is we're about to split up during something dangerous, and one of us has to stay behind.
Okay.
Here we
go. You go first.
Okay. Heavy breathing, distant wind, chaos. You don't have to do this.
Yeah, I do.
We can find another way.
Since when do we ever find another way?
Distant explosion, rumble. This isn't like the other times.
I know.
If you go in there,
then you better be ready to run when I tell you to run.
I'm not leaving you.
You are. That's the deal. You get out, you live. You tell them I didn't screw this up for once.
Stop talking like that.
If I don't come back.
Don't.
If I don't come back, you don't get to shut down again. You don't get to disappear. You hear me?
I hear you.
Good. Because I'm coming back.
They clasp forearms. Hold. You better.
Count to five.
What?
Just count.
Footsteps fade. Chaos rises. One. Two. Three. Four. Four.
And then I go, ah! I think we can do it, man.
That's good.
Dang, you should start like a bathtub series or something, like an animated one, and then we can both voice it.
Bro, I tried.
I know.
I tried getting you to play the part.
Dang
it's
it.
Okay. I mean, things worked out. Maybe, you know.
If we did, if for some reason we could have done that, I feel like we would have been like, yo, we want an epic hero just like that. We want a scene like
for
that.
For sure, for sure.
That would have been crazy.
All right. Cool. Anyways, that was cool.
Wait. You don't have to do this.
You don't count to five.
What?
How do we do? How do we do, chat?
How do we do? Put it in the comments.
I give myself 4.5 out of 10.
Out of 10.
Without rehearsal, that's 4.5 out of 10.
Yeah. I think it would be easier if we could watch what's happening.
Yeah.
Because I've been part of voice acting stuff where I'm watching and I'm voicing and then they edit the mouth to fit me later. But I've also seen it where I do it and then they just edit it. They animate it to me.
Yeah, voice. That's what we did.
Wait, you animate to the voice?
Yeah, we kind of have the script. We kind of have to visualize in our minds what it looked like.
So yeah.
It's kind of like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it kind of helped because like all the writers and the director, producer were there. So they're like changing stuff, like say like this because we see it differently. It worked out.
How many seasons did you have?
Two.
Two? Oh, yeah. Was that YouTube Red?
No, YouTube. What was the Originals? Thing that stopped? Originals.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy. Is that the only place it was?
It was the only place. No, there's a...
It was like Escape the Night, right?
Yeah. It's airing in some... In like somewhere in the UK.
Still?
I'm not sure. What?
Wait, what do you mean air? Oh, I mean...
Like on TV.
Right now?
Yeah.
Oh, you're getting paid from it still?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. What if it just like blows up in India or something?
That would be sick.
And then like That'd you just be cool. become like a crazy megastar over there. And you
I mean, my character does look Indian in the show.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so maybe it will. They just have to just translate everyone.
Yeah.
And
that'd be crazy.
Yeah.
We're still in freaking Jollibees.
That's amazing.
Who? Oh, our friend just posted it. And then Andrew just reposted it.
Yeah.
And it's still in Times Square.
That is sick, man. I wonder how long they're going to... They should send us a giant poster. I mean...
Yeah.
Honestly, bro, like, Jollibee, we thank you. I think it's not your fault. It's, like, whoever you hired. We didn't even know we were going up. So, we're like, what the heck?
We had no idea we were going to be in stores.
Yeah.
They said, hey, we're going to do a photo shoot, and we're going to use it. I was like, cool. Thinking Instagram.
Okay. I don't know if we mentioned this, but... quick fact, if you see Alex's hand, it's my hand.
Yeah.
They like re-edited it. I don't know. I guess they didn't like
There's a picture of Roy holding a chicken and yep. I'm like about to bite it. And so they split that in half. And then there's also a picture of Roy holding the chicken. So both of them are his hand.
Yeah.
And I didn't notice. We didn't notice for like a month.
I know.
And then Alexis pointed it out and I was like, that is a completely different shade hand of mine.
I know.
It's so crazy. We didn't see that.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's a manicure, bro.
Even when I look at it, if I look at it for the first time, I don't notice it unless I look for it and zoom in and I'm like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't think they would get caught, but you got it.
My hands didn't weren't good enough for the poster.
I think it's just the way mine was posed.
Yeah.
I kept mine super straight.
And they were able to put the bucket over it so you couldn't see that it was your arm.
I know. Yeah. They're just freaking sneaky. I think my hands were just smaller, so it's like less to edit.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why.
Maybe, yeah.
They also spelled your freaking handle wrong.
I know. How can you not send that for approval?
Jollibee, that's not your fault. It's just whoever you hired.
They spelled my name
wrong. Us know next time. That's all we ask.
Or not. Just keep putting us in the
job. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
We don't care. Whatever.
Yeah,
and it's fine because
invite us next time.
They did do my handle wrong, but if you type in Alex Wasabi, I'm the first one that pops up.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Even if you spell it wrong.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Whatever. We'll still work with Jollibee.
Yeah.
Every single time.
Yeah. Yeah. Every time. All the time.
You know, we said that like, oh, I even had dinner with the CEO of Twitch,
mm-hmm.
and he was like. I was like, man, am I too late to start streaming? And he's like, no.
Yeah.
He's like, all the top streamers were not even close to the top streamers back in the day.
Oh, wow.
It's like, you just like even 2 years ago, the top streamers in the world are different.
True.
They weren't known.
Yep.
And so he was like, no, nobody's too late. You just got to figure it out. It's like, it's not a thing that you just do. It's a thing you're always learning. You're always adjusting.
Yeah.
You're always creating. So.
And that's also a good thing to say as CEO. Like, nah, I keep using it.
You think I could pop off on Sermon?
On
I don't even want to pop off. I just want to get like a you know how like some streamers have like 10,000 people watching, 100,000 people watching.
Yeah.
I would just be happy with just 1,000 people every time I log on, there's like 1,000 people and just like people that we know each other.
Yeah.
Like when I found out Melissa beat cancer, I started crying because she's been in every stream for the last year and I know about her life and she knows about my life and she has been asking me questions. So it's like a friend.
Did you know she had cancer?
Yeah.
Not until later.
Yeah.
No, oh, the beginning. Oh, wow.
Yeah. She was very open with everything that she's going through.
Oh, that's amazing.
Because she used to gift a lot or like donate a lot.
Yeah.
So then she stopped and she was like, sorry, I can't. I was like, well, no, don't worry. Like, aww. It's fine. If you want to, you can. We're never pressuring you.
Aww.
And she's like, well, the reason I can't is because I'm going through this. And I'm like, oh. And she was taking care of her grandmother. And I was like, what? And like, so there was a lot going on.
Oh, she's very sweet. She even bought like Monette's Tiny Plant Room like merch.
Yeah.
That's how like she loves us and how... what we mean to her in her life and just making her day, you know?
So that's why I like streaming because I like been doing YouTube for 20 years now.
Yeah.
And I just never really felt a connection, even though I said, like, this is the best group on YouTube. Like, I didn't. I mean, I said that and I created for them, but we never had a two-way street conversation.
Yeah.
Now, every day, I check in every day.
Like,
it was another viewer's birthday and they made a video... it's a friend group that started because I started streaming, and they're all friends now. And all of them made videos for one guy to edit together, and they were just saying happy birthday to the other friend. And they're like, ever since Alex started streaming and we became friends, I can't wait to meet you one day in IRL. It's been a year of like hanging out, getting to know you.
Yeah.
We love you. And I was like, whoa! And like they all said they wouldn't be friends if I didn't start streaming.
Wow.
Yeah.
You made a thing.
And so I also saw the faces of them.
Okay.
I haven't seen, I didn't know what they look like. I just know their username.
Yeah, of course.
So I'm like, what? Who's this? And they're like, that was me, Melissa. And I was like, oh, like that's me. It's and this is me. And I'm like, yo, what? Oh, you're Filipino? And she's like, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So it was cool. So I want to just get the hang of it, and I don't have to be super rich or super popular.
Yeah.
I don't even have to be in the top
100
streamers.
So you can do it for a while, you're saying?
Yeah.
Like a couple more years?
Yeah.
Decade?
I could do it for a decade.
Yeah.
If it's like, like Ryan's level, like he just gets on and he just
has
fun. Yeah. Yeah, he gets on, he has like 1,000 people watch.
Yeah.
Like 900 people watch every time.
He,
and then he just, every day he's
Does
on
he still stream?
All done. I think so.
Okay, that's good.
I think I see him every once in a while. But yeah, that'd be cool. Just
yeah,
it's just like daily vlogging. It's just the next level.
Dang, I did it for a bit. I think I stopped when
you're gonna be dead.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay, I should focus on other things right now.
You think you're gonna ever go back?
Not consistently. I did yesterday just because I really wanted to play Poppy's Playtime Chapter 5, and I knew it was. I knew if it was okay. First of all, I thought it was gonna be 3 hours, and it ended up being like a almost 6 hour stream. And the thing about new games, you gotta play it ASAP.
Yeah.
And the only way to accomplish that without like editing is to stream it.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like what I did. It was fun though. It was. I actually had a really good time.
Poppy's Playtime.
And streaming. Okay, because I haven't done it in a while.
Yeah.
So I think I would stream, just not consistently.
You think you would do YouTube over Twitch?
Yeah.
I think I got to get it fixed because I do want to do both.
Yeah.
But every time I do, I guess it's like too much. I'm like, sometimes it crashes or like lags when I do both. But if I do like, if I do like TikTok and YouTube, or if I do TikTok and Twitch, it's fine.
Yeah.
So Aaron says he's going to try to help me figure that out. And I have a Twitch producer coming to help me too.
Okay. That's good. Yeah, so, I think just YouTube for now for me. Because Twitch, it's hard to do Twitch without being consistent. Because you can't.
We don't have a fan base there.
We don't.
Like, not like we do on YouTube.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. But for Twitch, you feel bad because you have people subscribed and they pay money. And
well, how do you make money on YouTube?
Ads.
Oh, really? They can't gift or anything on YouTube?
They can gift on YouTube and ads.
What do they gift?
Money.
Subscriptions? Like, no, there's no subscription stuff.
There's no subs.
Oh.
Unless you have it on. I mean, you can. I mean, yeah, you do. There are subscriptions, but you can't give subscription. Actually?
I don't know,
but
I don't know nothing about YouTube live streaming, but I do want to start doing both because I feel like that's where our home is.
Yeah.
That's where we started. That's where all our fans
plus
are.
Plus, you get more viewers on YouTube.
It's
like 150 compared to like 40. So
you
it's
think
nice.
That was just like normal or just because you haven't done it in a while?
I don't know.
You think if you did that consistently, it would stay at 150?
I think I think it would have been more because I did it like instant, like off the whim without promotion or anything. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, oh, whoever is on kind of thing.
Yeah,
was on. So it's nice.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna try to figure out the multi stream again.
Yeah.
Because TikTok's crazy. They're just out of pocket.
Oh yeah, Instagram. You ever stream on Instagram?
No.
They're more out of pocket.
Really?
They're so freaking out of pocket,
no
bro.
No way. On TikTok, like, I only stream on TikTok. I rarely read the comments on TikTok, but I stream on there because if I don't stream on there, I'll get, like, maybe, like, 20 people follow me that day.
Uh-huh.
Not sub, just follow.
Yeah.
But if I'm on TikTok, it's like, 100 people will come over. In that couple hours, they'll all be like, whoa! And then they'll go over. Whoa, yeah, Alex! Yeah. Go over. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then they just complain that I don't read TikTok comments.
Yeah.
They're like, Manny, why does he even live come over here? If he's not even reading the comments.
Yeah.
But TikTok. Then they come over. Yeah.
TikTok, who was it? Someone said TikTok is on the down slump.
Yeah.
Nowadays.
Everybody. I've heard that from multiple people.
It's like censoring a lot of stuff nowadays, and it's focusing more on like TikTok Shop, and it's like, it's wonky. So people are moving out of this like TikTok and moving over to Reels.
Instagram?
Instagram Reels, yeah.
You think Instagram is taking over more than Reels? I mean, more than Shorts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number one right now. 100%.
Instagram is so good at that.
What?
Instagram, it's like if something pops off, they take it and it becomes theirs. And people don't even remember that there was something else before. Like,
I remember when Reels came out the first time. Yeah. They're like, there's TikTok, man. There's some.
Yeah.
And now it's like, oh, this is love freaking Reels.
It's the same with Vine. And then Instagram started doing their version of Vine.
Like, ooh, copy.
And then TikTok, they started doing their version of TikToks.
Yeah.
It's like, dang, they just take it, adapt it to how they want it to be, and then people...
It just takes time, and people just forget. They
people just
care.
Forget, yeah. The next generation, like now, older people are like, back in my day, we had Vine.
I know.
And then all the kids are like, I'm on here every day for hours, and I never heard of Vine.
Yeah, Facebook. Yeah. Facebook is nice right now, too.
Yeah, Facebook's popping off, too.
Like, it's
that's like the most used social media.
Still.
They have the most active users,
I haven't used Facebook in so long.
I only use it for my Alex Abbey fan page.
Me too. For the
business stuff, But I never post on my personal thing. I bet it still says I'm single. Do you think yours says married?
I changed it to married.
Yeah, but that's the only thing you've changed in the last 10 years.
Yeah, I don't post on there.
I think I lied.
I posted the Jollibee poster. Just to post it. That's it. That's about it.
Let me see if I gotta make sure I'm engaged.
Oh man, I remember when I first made the Facebook. It was after MySpace. When MySpace started dying.
Yeah.
And I was still popping.
It says I am engaged to Alexis. Okay, good, good.
That's good.
That's good. You know, I'm trying to change my YouTube back to YouTube at the username at Wasabi. Because it's at Alex Wasabi Vlogs now.
Whoa.
And I was like, I like Wasabi. It's just more minimalistic. It's easier to remember. It's just like boom, two S's.
Yeah.
So I think that's what I'm
trying
to
right now.
Yeah, I had to have the team do it because I think they held that name when I switched it from that to do Wasabi Production or something. And then switched it again. I was like, okay, I'm a vlog. And then I was like, I'm a live stream. So now it's Alex Wasabi Vlogs. And that is what it is. But I think Wasabi is just a cooler. It's just like, boom, that's my last name. Bye.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. That's good. Make it simple.
Either Wasabi or Alex Wasabi. Just
Wasabi. Wasabi. Keep it simple, bro.
Yeah. I think so too. Keep it, yeah. So we're gonna go back to that. I want to update everything. I want to, cause I'm going to Thailand, and that's gonna be the next like big series. Like we're gonna document every day.
Uh huh. Did you get invited to the Clippers thing?
Yes. Tonight. Tonight?
No.
Oh, the thing, the basketball thing you played at.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I told him I couldn't. My back.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was actually.
I think
fun.
I was supposed to play tonight. Where? They said, hey, I know your back's injured, but we have some courtside tickets to the Clippers game, or I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know, man. But I get invited to all these things because that's what I've always been down. And now I just can't. I say no to so many basketball things.
Yeah. I actually went. Just
how was it?
It was fun.
I saw some pictures of you and Phil. It's the only people I recognize.
Yeah, me, Phil, and like other basketball creators. And
pros. Were they good?
People dunking. Yeah, I was like, can I just sit on the bench?
Yeah.
I feel better here. This is nice. I was just cheering. So it was pretty nice because
our
team won. No, I didn't score. I tried. I got nervous.
Yeah.
But our team won. A buzzer beater.
Probably because nice. you're the support you're providing.
Loud.
Yeah.
Loud. Sam was there. Remember Sam from the Bay Area Classic?
Yeah.
He was there in my team. I was like, whoa.
Oh, cool. Where, that was at the same place we played at with Simu and.
Yeah. Nintendo.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Dang, you're back.
I know, man. It's been freaking so long. I'm like, am I just never going to be able to play basketball again?
Oh,
am I never going to be able to snowboard again? Am I ever going to be able to jump rope again? I'm doing everything right, but it's been 6 months. I don't know. I think I'm just like, I'm just going to settle in and this is my life now. I can't do sports. I can't jog. I can't run.
Jesus.
I think I gotta start looking into like experimental treatments in other countries and stuff.
Are you really?
I have to. What else is there to do? I've done everything you can do.
What's your current status of your back right now?
So when I first heard it, I couldn't jump rope. I couldn't even walk fast without pain.
Okay.
Just a little
bit.
What
is it now? You can do that now?
So now I can jog minimally. Like somebody speed walking next to me is the speed I can go jogging.
But why are you going to go boxing later?
So I'm going to go super light, but I think I just got to start moving. And like, so it's like oiling my body again.
Okay.
I'm not going to get hit. I said, I told AJ, I said, I can't spar. I can't take any hits.
Sure.
I don't even know if I can hit a bag with the the concussion. Like
yeah,
the,
you of course. Know.
So I'm like, we just gotta be careful. But I can pass my knowledge on to you. I haven't lost a box match, so I'm gonna just try to help you any way I can. And I've done that a lot. Like every camp, I kind of took a new boxer under my wing, a new YouTube boxer.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, do like this. Oh yeah, you're having this problem. This is what I did to fix that. And so I really enjoyed it. So I don't know, but
I hope your back is
scary.
Fixed, man.
What do I do?
What did the back doctor say? After all the
he
treatments.
Said,
didn't you get an epidural?
Yeah, I got an
that
epidural.
Didn't work?
It helped for a little bit. I mean, so if when I first heard it was like a 8 out of 10. Like, I just couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
I'm just like, it doesn't hurt normally, but jogging, jumping, like anything. There's a self-destruct button on my back. If you press it, I'm like, ah!
Yeah.
So now, if that pain was like a 9, 8, now it's like a 3, 4. But I still can't jog fast.
It's still a 3-4. It's not a
jump.
Zero.
Yeah, the pain-wise, but it's still... I still can't... Look, let me see if I can lift my leg. I haven't done this forever. So I can't go past that.
Without it hurting.
Still, it's been 6 months of PT, epidurals, stem cells, and I can go this high with this leg, and this leg won't go past that. I think it's forever.
Don't say that.
And I just get nerve pain in my back.
It'll heal.
I think I gotta...
I think he's like gonna rest. When's the last time you actually rested?
I haven't worked out in like 6 months.
Really?
Yeah. Like I'll do Pilates like once every like month.
Oh man.
But I haven't, I like, I, nothing.
You gotta go overseas, man.
Yeah.
You know when someone injures like their ACL, LCL, yeah, like the NFL, they yeah usually go to like Germany because yeah they have some good doctors there, I think.
Yeah.
You got to look away from...
Like, I need to go to a witch doctor or something. I got a Chinese medicine.
Oh, yeah, that should yeah work.
Something, I don't know. I really got like... It's rough. It's rough out here in these streets. But I'm only 35. I don't even have a kid yet. I yeah want to be able to play with my kid and pick him up and
you
stuff.
You will. You got a long life. You're healed. You're healing.
Yeah, but my back, man. My freaking back, man. Somebody help me. Who knows how to fix a back? Fix my back.
Fix his back.
Come on.
So your back is actually like split in half, you're saying?
I have my herniated L4 and L5 is worse than my physical therapists have ever seen from someone that has not been in a car accident. The severity of my back reflects people that were in a severe car accident.
And this is just out of nowhere, like, whoa, your back is just like that.
No, I've been injured on and off for years, but I thought, oh, I'm just a taller guy. I have yeah an injured back. I didn't think, oh, I should go get this checked out until it was too late. And now it herniated. My bulging disc herniated. And it's 11 millimeters to the right, and nobody can put it back in. And I've done everything for 6 months. I've done PT for hours of PT for twice a week for 6 months.
Oh, my
I've
God
gotten giant needles in my back, epidurals. I've gotten freaking stem cell shots in my back. I've gotten freaking shock therapy. I've done heated. I've done cupping. I've done dry needling. I've done acupuncture. I've done massages. I've done chiropractor. I'm not exaggerating. Everything I just said, I've done all this trying to fix my back. Like, I can't even pick up my fiance. And I'm about to get married, and I want to be a dad. How am I supposed to chase the kids around? Help! Help!
Yeah, I was just trying to imitate that one guy. You know that one guy? It's like, oh, if you have a nipple, you have three nipples. And then it cuts to the other guy like reacting. He's like,
no.
You don't see, you don't see that? You
guys don't know, but do whatever he's doing and then yeah, flip yeah out of it. Yeah.
Yeah. There we go.
I really think I'm stuck like this forever, guys. I think it'll probably get better, but it'll come back.
Cold plunge is not going to help it?
Cold plunge helps minimally. Ah. It helps for like 2 hours.
Damn. Question from the fans.
Have you tried like mental, psychological, like emotional healing? Because there are other ways that your body... Because you tried everything physical. You tried everything physical, but there's also like the placebo effect and how your psychology could actually affect your physical. So
ayahuasca.
Mm. Could help. I'm down for anything, man. Could help. It's rough. Nothing's working. I mean, it's better than what it used to be, but it's so slow. The progress is so slow. I just want to be able to run again. That'd be awesome. I used to run every day. Mm. Just go out, just put my shoes on, run out the door for 3 miles, and I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do that.
Yeah, you ran with me when I ran 33 miles, the last 7 miles.
Yeah.
You were good then. That wasn't that long ago.
Shoes,
yeah, that wasn't a lot long ago.
It was fine.
Huh.
Yeah, but then all of a sudden, you hit 35, you break your back.
Oh, my God. 35 happens?
So it's a herniated disc, man. I just need that disc to get absorbed back in. That's all I need, to go back in place. If I could do that, I'm fixed.
So you're saying if you get surgery, will it fix it?
I'm trying to avoid surgery. So the doctor is like, you could get surgery. But like, it's so split. Some doctors are like, no, you don't need surgery. Let's exhaust all your other options first. I feel like it's starting to get better, but I feel like...
I mean, if surgery helps and fixes it...
But it's not a sure thing. There's like horror stories, but then there's also success stories.
So I could do surgery, but
then it's like my teeth. Like, am I going to have a lifetime of other problems because I opened this door into surgery?
That's
now
tough.
I have to get another surgery and another surgery and another surgery.
That's good pain. I can't. I wish I could help. Can't help. You see
you
this?
You go to doctor school and.
Hell no. Yeah. I might break it more if I
no,
do.
No, if you go to doctor school, just like spend like 8 years of your life studying, learning, practicing, and then come fix me.
I'm not 20s anymore. I can't do that, dude. I'm so bad at school, bro. Ugh,
me too. I'm just hoping something happens.
I don't know how I finished college.
Yeah, I don't know how you did that either.
Yeah,
that was crazy.
I was like, oh my God, this just sucks.
Yeah, that's what Andrew's dealing with right now. He's debating. He's like, should I leave? Should I not do the last year and just go? Or should I just finish the last year?
The last year. It's almost done.
But he's like, should I take a year break? I was like, if you take a break, you're not going back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You gotta go. It's almost done. Just finish it, dude.
Yeah. But he said that I think he's like, he might have to do like.
How old is he? 22?
23 now.
Still young.
But he
bro.
Might have to do another like extra semester he didn't think he had to do.
So?
He's like, I think I have to do another. Like, he thought he only had one more, but he would have to have two more to be done.
He can. He can do whatever, honestly. He doesn't have to move to LA. I can tell him that.
He doesn't want to. He has a specific place he wants to move.
Ah.
No.
See, he doesn't have to move here. We did. No. We didn't have to, but we did. But we learned a lot.
He's at the point where he's like, I can't live in North Carolina. Like, I feel like I can't remember the word he said, but he feels like if he doesn't get out of North Carolina, then he just doesn't see himself. Like, he's going to regret it.
Ah.
It's like, I can't live where I was raised and born my whole life. And I was like, that makes sense. That's true.
That's true.
But you could just also visit other places. You don't have to go live other places, but it's up to you. It's up to you.
You can live. I mean, live for a year. That's what I'm saying. Live for a year. There's always home.
Yeah.
Trial it out.
How long did you live here until you were like, oh yeah, I'm staying? 2 years?
No, when Monette got accepted to dental school here.
And when was that? 4 years?
No, two.
2 years?
Yeah.
And then you're like, all right,
all right, cool. I'm here for another 4 until she's done.
Yeah.
And then
you just stayed.
I just stayed.
Nice.
Yeah.
Dang, I got to have kids. I got to catch up. Because your kids are going to be too old. How are they supposed to take care of my kids in school?
We'll make more. We'll make more. And then we're the same age kids.
Okay, cool.
No, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so then when your firstborn goes, or like, they go like get something from the younger kids, like the kindergarten class.
Yeah.
Our kids will be in there.
Yeah.
So she'll see her
yeah.
little cousin and her little sister or
sounds
brother.
Good. Yeah. Sounds good.
That'd be crazy.
All right. I'm getting tired.
Yeah.
I have to take care of my daughter.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Where's she at?
There's you. All right. See you guys next time. Thanks for listening. Drive safe wherever you are and peace.
And take care of your back.